Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is O5O on the radio. Yeah, we're back again, 6 o'clock hour. We're going to do our college basketball preview. We're going to have some fun this half an hour. We're get acquainted with the college basketball players this year. Some of the top teams. Give you a little light on some of the frosh that should do some work this year. We should just have a little bit of fun going these next 30 minutes. As, hey, don't tell anybody, college basketball season starts in less than 2 weeks. Can you believe that? That's next Friday, not this Friday, next Friday starts going up. Should be real fun to get after it and get loose. So we're going to get after it right now. Now, we're going to go in descending order for the top 25 teams and talk about some of the players. And we're going to start off at number 25 with the Purdue Boilermakers. Hey, they went 21-13 last year. Yeah, you know Matt Painter knows how to get it done. They lost that close game in the first round. Was it the first round or the second round? Kind of hard to figure out now. The round of 64. Here we go. Lost that close game to Cincinnati last year. Hey, you got to give Painter some credit because this year he got some mad size on this basketball team. Their star, we all know, A.J. Hammond. He's going to be first team all Big Ten. He probably might be the main guy for the player of the year. Nah, I can't give him that. Yeah, I can give him some love. Can't give him the odds on favorite to win the Big Ten player of the year. Not with Mr. Trimble in the house, but there's going to be so much size over there for Purdue this year. You got A.J. Hammond. He's a 7-footer. You got the freshman. Yeah, remember this name, Caleb Swanigan. He's 6'9", 260. And then people forget, last year they had like a Twin Tower thing going on with Isaac Haas. He's a sophomore. He's still there, 7'2", 300 pounds. Well, they try to list him at 297 now. But we know the routine team. And don't forget, Rafael Davis, you know Purdue's main staple is defense. He was a defensive player of the year in the Big Ten last year. He even made some big shots throughout the year. Purdue, anybody now, they pretty, watch out. Purdue Boilermakers, number 25, number 24, the Butler Bulldogs. Hey, they're still around. Don't just wave them goodbye. I know some people did that. When they went to the Big East, they won't be able to handle the constant pressure of playing in the Big East. Well, they sure have. Remember last year, they went 23-11, and they still got most of those dudes back. Kellen Dunham is still there. He's going to be breaking scoring records here and there for Butler. Their big-time score the last 2 years. He should have another big scoring year this year. You also have Roosevelt Jones. They're going to lead the way. And what about my man, Andrew Trebrachic? Did he have it? Then boom, I missed out on it. But that kid's a sophomore. He knows how to put the ball in the basket. I think he's going to be big time when Dunham and Jones leave the house. Both of them being seniors, but hey, he's going to still be big time being a junior himself. Don't forget about the NC State transfer, Tyler Lewis. Lewis coming into town, he is going to get easier shots for all of those guys. Guys, we're staying with the Indiana Triumvirate here. Number 23, we're going with the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Man, did they have a year last year, and I believe just about everybody would say I'll say the best game of the NCAA tournament was when they went and they went toe to toe with Kentucky, almost took them out in the Elite Eight. And they're back again. This time they don't have Jerrion Grant or Pat Connaughton, but hey, they still got some dudes out there. Zach Augustin's still there. Remember, he really came on the second half of last year, started getting more time, played really well in the second half of the season. What about Demetrius Jackson? Another guy comes up, takes good shots. He don't take bad shots. You can say that for most of the guys for Notre Dame. Knows how to pull it, and then Steve Wachuska. Man, was he dropped, knocked down last year from deep. They got some players here. They still got some good stuff. And don't forget this name, Bonzi Colson. Yeah, you might remember his dad a long time ago, but this kid has some size, and I think he will emerge this season as one of the big-time players in Notre Dame. Hey, don't forget the freshman to watch out for, Rex Matt Ryan. That kid can also shoot it too, but Rex Fluger. Remember that name for the Fighting Irish. Then we go to number 22, the UCLA Bruins. And then, you know, Steve Alford had a, I don't know if there's such a thing, but a blah second year. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. They got to the Sweet 16 very quietly last year. Here, you know, not too much fanfare with this team, not too much star power with this team, but they were solid all year last year, and they should be solid again this year. Here, they should be led by, that's right, again, Bryce Alford. Man, he's not his daddy, but he can fill it. He can shoot it. And fella from Atlanta, this is his senior year. I was looking for him to do big things as a freshman. He should definitely do big things this season. And Isaac Hamilton, man, was he one. He was the glue guy last year. Hey, you got some newcomers coming into the fray. Bray, they got two guards, Aaron Holiday and Prince Ali. Remember those names? They should really be those who get it rocking and rolling. I even expect Holiday probably to be starting. That number 21, you have San Diego State. Well, there's not really much to say about this team because they're all about defense. You know the routine, 53.9 points allowed last year. They don't give up too many points. They play that slow pace, and they don't score too much either. You got your people's Winston Shepherd. He is back in the fray this year. You also have Malik Pope. Now, there were a lot of people that were kind of disappointed in Mr. Pope. They thought he was going to do big things and was disappointed when he did not pull off. I'm not going to say Herculean numbers. They were looking for big-time numbers from him. Well, this year, we'll see what happens. And don't forget, get the guy I really think he's going to play big-time this year, Trey Kell. He got demoted last year, just could not shoot the ball last year. I think he shot like 33% from the field. He was even worse from three-point land. He gets his game together. Watch out. The Aztecs can give a lot of people problems here. And if you want to know, their freshman to look out for, Jeremy Hemsley, he could be a nice one down the line. Not this many times soon, but down the line, look out for him. Number 20, I can still believe people believe this is a surprise, the Georgetown Hoyas. Hey, I think they're going to be really good this year. Devontae Smith-Rivera, hey, he's going to be the superstar. At least he has to be. He came back this season and tried to go early to the pros, didn't see any stock. Saw his stock where it was, not as high as he wanted, came back to college, and he's looking to do some serious damage this season. Look here. But the key to the toy is going to be simple. Where will the other help come from? They got four sophomores out there. They need one of them to step up. L.J. Peak looks like to be the guy that'll do it. But, hey, you got Isaac Copeland, you got Paul White, and you got Trey Campbell. They're all going to be there. Somebody has got to help out with the scoring. with the scoring that it will be missing now that you had all those seniors leave, like Josh Smith and Trey Wake and company. They need some consistent scoring coming from somewhere. And, hey, everybody knows the Frosh they've been waiting for, Jesse Govan. He's coming into town. Hey, you know how when big men come to Georgetown, you know the tremendous pressure they're under. Well, he is going to catch the same amount of pressure because, hey, he is talented. They're going to expect big things from him. You know how that goes. Just about anybody over there at Georgetown. Number 19, the LSU Tigers. Wait a minute. I know some people might draw back a little bit. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you forget this team did make the NCAA. Played a really good game against NC State. Lost by one in the, I'm going to say round of 64. I don't want to say first round. That's technically not correct. Right. Hey, the LSU. They have some nice players coming back. You know, they got Keith Hornsby coming back. They have Tim Quarterman coming back. But no one is even paying attention to them. Nope. No one's paying attention to those guys. There's some nice guards, but everybody's paying attention to the two dudes, Ben Simmons. Hey, everybody's looking for him to be one and done. The number one high school player coming into college basketball this year. He got the pressure on him already. And then you have Antonio Blakeney. He can get it done out of Orlando. And, he got some size with him. He can really get it done. LSU. Hey, people are saying this is the team to watch out for. I don't blame them. Right under them, I have the Vanderbilt Commodores. Hey, now the Commodores, on the other hand, people expect them to do well already. I mean, right now, they got the best big man in the country. Well, at least that's what they say. And Damon Jones, and he was really big last year. And, not too many people saw him because Vanderbilt really didn't take off until the second part of last year. Second half of last year, missed the NCAA tournament, right? And they played well in the NIT, but you got Damon Jones out there. Hey, you got some kids that can shoot it, and Riley LaChance, he can really let it go. You also have, excuse me, man, I don't know how raspy I'm sounding, but we'll see, we'll get through this. There's Wade Baldwin. Boy, Baldwin's out there. They're very young. Their kids are very young. Baldwin, sophomore. You got Riley LaChance being a sophomore. You got now the key is also Luke Cornett. Luke Cornett is a seven footer, but he can shoot threes. He made 50 of them last year. Not only did he make 50 of them, shot 40% in 3-point range. 7-1-2-40. What is going on around here? Yeah, I know. No, it's a new day and age. But Luke Cornett, man, he's being a big man. They're probably going to go big a lot of times with this group. Watch out for Vanderbilt. Hey, Indiana has them at 17. Don't get mad at me. I know that some people looking at me like, are you kidding me? Hey, they need some help, people. That was their problem last year. This year they got a lot of the same crew back. Yogi Ferrell, James Blackman, and Robert Johnson will be the three-headed guards. And you got Troy Williams at the forward, and the Frosh, big-time Frosh coming in at Thomas Bryant this year. But gotta have some help. James Blackman with foot injury problems. We'll see if he can come back full strength if he is able to. And if he can put the points on the board like he can, watch out. Indiana should be very, very good. This team might surprise a couple of people. Shouldn't surprise that many. Texas A&M. The Aggies. They have some talent. And a lot of people not even paying attention to it. But they got two NBA players sitting right in front of your face. And Daniel House and Jalen Jones. 2'6", 7" swingmen straight out of Texas. Daniel House. Hell's going to be a SEC Player of the Year candidate. Jalen Jones is going to be one of those kids. He's going to be right with them. They should be a dynamic duo out there in College Station. Also, you got Alex Caruso. I believe he's led the SEC in the last 2 years. Is that correct? Last 2 years, and assist. He can definitely dish it. And if you want the frost to look out for, Tyler Davis. Tyler Davis, everybody waiting for him. Him, 6'10", 270, straight out of Plano West High School in Plano, Texas. They're waiting for him. Don't forget about Elijah Thomas, another big fella, 6'9", 24, out of Lancaster, school in Lancaster, Texas. Off to number 15, you got Wisconsin. Wisconsin, hey, is this Bo Ryan's last team? Don't know, but we'll see. Nigel Hayes. He's going to be the main guy. He's going to be the leader on this group. It's his turn to put up some more scoring. He has shown he could do it. Hey, if you watched NCAA last year, anytime that Kaminsky or Desmond didn't get it done, there he was to hold up the fort. But now we have to see if my man Brandon Kolmick is going to be able to do a little bit more scoring. He was so efficient last year. What, he had 46% from three. He just used to knock it down 40% from three. And he's going to be really key when he got into the spotlight. Big things happen. Yo, but they need to find some other help here with those two guys. Don't have another guy on the roster who averaged more than 3 points a game last year. They're going to need some help. Number 14, the Iowa State Cyclones. Hey, how long has George Niang been in college basketball? I mean, it seemed like forever. You sure this is his last year? I'm gonna hold people to that. They keep on saying it's gonna be his last year. He looks like he's been in college back for about 8 years now. He's coming back. He's back again. But hey, he has some help that came back with him this time. And Monty Morris, kid out of Flint, Michigan. And he really can pass the ball, but he takes good shots too. Can knock it down from three. And you also have Jameel McKay. And he's going to be a big-time player this year. Your Iowa State should be solid. They could actually be higher, especially if they're transferred from Marquette. Dante Booker, if he can get comfortable, he can put some points on the board. Hey, you know this team can go. Number 13, we're going with the Michigan Wolverines. I know everybody's saying, what are you talking about? Yes, I'm not sleeping on them. The Wolverines. They have the same triumvirate they had last year. They're Carlos LeVert, Zach Irvin, Derek Walton. But this year, remember last year, LeVert only played 18 games. Walton only played 19 games. Zach Irvin was by himself. This time they should be healthy and ready to go. Also, Cameron Chapman and Aubrey Dawkins, they got a lot of playing time last year, and they were young, and they could do some big things. Ricky Doyle, he's a big man. And he started to get solid in the second half of last year. And don't forget my man, Spike Albright. That's right. He's still there for his senior year. I think Michigan's going to do nice things. And number 12, we didn't even leave the state. That's right. Michigan State Spartans. They have them right there, number 12. Denzel Valentine. It's time for him to show and roll. Bro, he's a senior. It's his time to shine. But, hey, he's going to have some help. And he got the transfer coming in. And Aaron Harris, transfer out of West Virginia. Yeah, he can put the ball in the basket. You don't have to worry about that. Then you have Matt Costello over there for Michigan State. But how about the freshmen? Man, they are excited about their freshmen this year. And everybody's normally excited about the new kids, but they're already saying. Dante Davis, they're already saying Adrian Payne. They're not even hiding it or anything like that. That And then you have Matt McQuaid, who's coming in as well. Well, he's straight out of Duncanville, Texas. He can score. People are going to love him over there at Michigan State. He gets after it. You know, he's an Izzo type of dude. Number 11, I have Virginia. I know they probably should be higher. I just don't see it with this squad. They don't have, but they never do have too much. Malcolm Brogdon, he's going to be, again, ACC Player of the Year candidate. Because, hey, we know Virginia now, they get W. So you don't have to average a ton of points to win it. W, remember, they won 30 games last year. Lost that close one to Michigan State in the what is that, round of 32. I want to say second round. It's kind of difficult to do. Then you have Anthony Gill. He's going to be the senior leader right with Brogdon next this year. We'll see what happens. Hey, don't forget, Darius Thompson, transfer from Tennessee. Hey, I think he's going to be able to help them out with their with a little bit of scoring kick as well. Hey, Virginia should be really good this year. Number 10, I have Gonzaga. Gonzaga, hey, we already know what they have. They have their front court. Of course, they have Kyle Wiltshire. They have Primi Karnowski. And then Domantas Sabonis. That is the best front court in all the country. We know that. But what do they have at guard? Well, the only people they really have coming back with some experience, Josh Perkins and Silas Melton, they'll probably start at the beginning of the year. Will they stay there the whole year? I do not know. But that team is going to be solid. We know. No. Number 9, we have the Wichita State Shockers. Ron Baker and Fred Van Fleet. How long have they been there? They've been there forever as well. Well, with the Shockers, this is their last season. But, hey, they're going to have some help with the transfer kick and Tom Gray transfer from Cleveland State. And then you have Connor Francamp straight out of Kansas. And they're going to be solid again this year. Of course, they have the leaders from the last two squads, so they should be really good. I got them at number 9. Number 8, people might be an eye-opener for people, but I have California Golden Bears. Who? What are you doing? Yeah, I know. No, but people that know that they are going to be loaded this year as they have two big-time freshmen coming in, and Jaylen Brown and Ivan Robb, and they're going to be off the charts early and often. Now, to go with them, they have Jordan Matthews, he's a kid that can really shoot it from deep, and then you have Jabari Bird, who really hadn't come into his own like people thought. This might be the year for him to be able to do it. Fresh is going to be on Brown and Robb early and often. And hey, let's not forget Quanzo Martin. He's going to have a lot on his plate early as well. Well, number 7, I have Kentucky. I know they're in the top 3 everywhere else. I don't see it. I know the freshmen they have. They're second best freshmen in the country. We know Lavisier, Jamal Murray, Isaiah Briscoe. I know the routine. Hey, they still have Marcus Lee. They still have Alex Poitras. They still have Tyler Ulis. I know they only lost one game last year. I want to see it to believe it. I do not believe in this Kentucky team like I did the last couple of years. They should be really good. Hey, I have them at number 7. Not like I have them at 17, but I don't see them being a Final Four team. I just don't. Number 6 is the AP number 1 team. I have them at number 6, so that's right, my own crew, the UNC Tar Heels. They have the same crew that they done had. So where's the improvement? That's right. Marcus Page is still there. They still have Bryce Johnson. They still have Justin Jackson. They still have Kennedy Meeks. I think Theo Pinson will be better this year, but where's the improvement? They haven't done anything big time in the last couple of years. I don't expect anything big time this year. I expect them to be a number 16. Number 5. You got a lot of people going to be bad at me on this one. Maryland Terrapins. I know people are going to be hot all around here. Have them at number 5. I know Melo Trimble. He's probably the Big Ten Player of the Year. Jake Layman should help him out a little bit. But, hey, where Where does it come from experience-wise after that? Well, you know where. They got to coming in. Hey, Rashid Suleiman, I think he's going to be big time this year at University of Maryland. Then I think he is really going to be playing big to get off of that stench from the being kicked off the team at Duke. And then Robert Carter Jr., transfer from Georgia Tech. He should have a lot of inside effect, but everybody knows the freshman to watch out for. Diamond Stone, they've been raving about him. Best freshman big man since one. Ooh, they're not going to say the name Joe Smith, are they? Ooh, that's dangerous. All right, we're down to the final 14 teams, but I want to give my All-American team first of all. Well, first team All-American, I'm going with Kyle Wiltshire from Gonzaga. Then I have Ben Simmons from LSU, Damon Jones from Vanderbilt, got Chris Dunn from Providence, got Buddy Hield from Oklahoma, scoring machine. He can get it done. And then my second team, Jaylen Brown from California. Yeah, we got Georges Niang from Iowa State. Hey, got Sky LeBrisquier from Kentucky. Those freshmen are going to be super. Melo Trimble over there for Maryland, and then Marcus Page for UNC. And then the freshers to watch out for, you got Diamond Stone at University of Maryland. He's going to get it done. Malik Newman, I think he's going to be big over there at Mississippi State. Alonzo Trier is going to be big time over there at Arizona. We already talked about Caleb Swanigan, and don't forget Jesse Jada from going to Duke. Yes, I haven't said that name yet. You know they're going to for my final four for Aaron Holiday, also over there at UCLA. I think he's going to be big time. All right, the final four, it's about to be said. It's about to be done. Number four, we go with the Villanova Wildcats. I know somebody's going to be jumping up and down out there with the Wildcats in my final four. They're going to have that sting early on from our early exit last year against NC State. Hey, Ryan Arcadagio is still there. Josh Hart is still going to be there. Daniel Ochafu is still going to be there. Hey, I think they're going to be a solid team with those guys. But, hey, how far they go probably going to be determined on the Froshy Frosh. Jalen Brunson already ready. He is the man on campus. They're like, hey, he's going to bring it home for us. Boy, it's nothing like a little pressure from this tooting body already. I think he's going to be really good. Number three, you got Arizona. Yeah, you heard me already talk about Mr. Trier, but, hey, Caleb Tarzewski and Gabe York, those are the guys who are coming back. They're going to be the leaders on the team. But, hey, cannot forget about Ryan Anderson, from Boston College, the transfer from Boston College in Kadeem Island. He redshirted last year. He was a player of the year in junior college. And then the Froshes, I already talked about Trier, but don't forget about Ray Smith. My last two, number two, Duke Blue Devil. They're going to be back, and they're going to be really rocking and rolling this year. You got Grayson Allen, Jefferson, Matt Jones. Those are going to be your three guys. But the Froshes, they're going to be good, and they're going to play quick. Brandon Ingram, Chase Jeter, Luke Kennard, and Derek Thornton, they're all going to be there. They're watch Duke. They are really going to be good early and often. And the number one team, I got Kansas. They still have Perry Ellis. They still have Frank Mason. They still have Wayne Seldon. But watch the Frosh. Chick Diablo and Carlin Bragg, they're going to be really good this year, people. Hey, that's my group. That's my top 25. That's my All-American team. Those are my Froshes to look out for. And that was my final four. That's what I messed around there was supposed to do. Hey, get ready for this season, ladies and gentlemen. It is going to be super. But isn't it always? We're talking about college basketball, all the rules that's been changed around with the transfers, and you don't have the name recognition. But it should be a fantastic season. Put you on Thursday. So, toodaloo and bye-bye.